You know, Wisconsin dairy farmers aren't doing just a great job on leadership here in the state of Wisconsin. They're also leaders on the national scene. Let's talk about it. Time for an update from our friends, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Remember, that's your dairy farm families hard at work, contributing money for research, education, and promotion of all of Wisconsin's dairy products, as well as looking forward to the next wave of innovations coming to your grocery store shelves, all featuring real Wisconsin dairy. Connie Seifelt's along with us now from the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin board and also representing Wisconsin on the national scene. We've been keeping the theme, Connie, looking a little bit more at what Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and the dairy industry as a whole is doing to support and help our school systems. You know, it has been more than a little challenging with COVID-19 and the disruption in the school lunch program. Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin stayed engaged in that process. And you know what's happening on the national scene and Wisconsin's partnership there. Why don't you give us a little bit of an update?
Thanks, Pam. Yes, I was or have been very excited about the Fuel Up to Play 60 program since its inception. Fuel Up to Play 60 is a partnership between the national DMI and the NFL. Now, when it started, the reason for our partnership with the NFL is, number one, to get the kids excited about it. Who's not excited about football or sports of any type? And number two is to make sure that they had education on how good dairy is for them in their diet. And then the third part of it is the 60 part, to get 60 minutes of exercise every day.
That's something that we've been promoting for a number of years in partnership with the NFL. Have you heard anything, Connie, being one of our Wisconsin representatives on the National Dairy Promotion and Research Board, now that the NFL is trying to figure out its look for COVID-19, is that Fuel Up to Play 60 partnership still in motion?
It is still in motion and stronger than ever, because we still, the kids still have to have school, whether it's virtually or in person. And the Fuel Up to Play 60 promotion with the NFL is still going to have its basics. We're going to talk about healthy eating. We're going to talk about dairy farming, the sustainability of dairy farming, what we do to protect the environment, and how good it is in our diet, and then the 60 minutes of exercise. And so that's still all important now as it was pre-COVID.
Right. Connie Seifelt, along with us, she's one of the Wisconsin representatives on the National Dairy Promotion and Research Board. We're talking about youth and schools, the programs at Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and in conjunction with the national scene being involved with. Now, you've been on the front line, Connie, of watching how the National Dairy Promotion and Research Board has responded in COVID-19. Yes, the schools are incredibly important to us. It's not just about the Fuel Up to Play 60 program. They've been giving a lot of support through product and education and information nationally as well, haven't they?
Yes, and we have employees there that are much more tech-savvy than I am or a lot of my fellow dairy farmers. So if we can't reach them in person, we can reach them virtually, and we know how important that is. And especially with the kids and the young consumers that we have out there, it's important that we connect in the best way that they understand, which is a lot of the social media out there. So, the TikTok is a huge one right now, and we have a great partnership with them, and we have information out there that they can learn about, like I said, dairy and how it's important to them, the environment, and the future of our country.
Connie, you know, you have been connected with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin for quite a little while, and you know, it has been more than a little challenging for our Wisconsin dairy farmers. I, like you, have been questioned many times about the justification for checkoff dollars in light of the catastrophic situation many dairies faced, especially earlier this year. How do you continue to explain to our Wisconsin dairy farm families the real benefits that they reap by those checkoff dollars and where they're invested?
I'm going to make it short and sweet. The promotion dollars have always worked hard, but right now they're working harder than ever. It's important that consumers that are stuck at home, some of them, realize the importance of dairy and that we are sustainable. We care for the land. We care for our animals. Dairy is good for your health, more so now than ever. And we're finding that out through continued research that not only our checkoff dollars use, but other research that is coming out in support of dairy in their diet. And not just regular dairy, the high-fat dairies, and how that is good and can help your health, and not only your health, but your mentality as well.
Well, and we were talking about the Fuel Up to Play 60 program in the NFL. They are also a target area as far as chocolate milk and the benefits that a body gets after a big workout. Whether you're working out by yourself or you do have teammates around you, boy, chocolate milk plays a role, and that's a message that you've been sharing.
It is. We've called chocolate milk a recovery drink. And that really didn't just start with us. Some of the coaches have been doing this forever, but once we realized the importance and what it did to your body through research, factual research, then we could move forward and tell everybody how good it is as a recovery drink.
So the other thing that I always like talking to Connie about is when they sit down as a board, National Dairy Promotion Research Board, they're looking at some cutting edge ideas on research taking dairy to the next level and fantastic partnerships that may not have been unveiled to the general public. Is there anything in the hopper right now, Connie, that kind of gets you excited that you can speak to in general terms about new products that are ready to come to the marketplace, new uses for our Wisconsin dairy, anything like that?
Well, there is research right now and experimenting with more so of the powdered milk and how that can be utilized and how our processors have to retrofit their companies in order to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. And there's also research, not research, but we're working with companies that are savvy when it comes to anti-animal agriculture. Mm-hmm. And we have some excellent hires that will be able to help us understand what they do, how they're doing it to discredit farmers, and we're going to use that information to help us with our messaging to consumers who are willing to listen, ready to listen, and accept dairy as the great product it is.
Right. Well, and that's one of the ramifications of COVID-19 and everybody being home. We have been the subject of attacks, so it's good to have those new staff members on hand with keen eyes paying attention. You know, that's the thing, Connie. You stay engaged in the process. That's the other message I always try to convey to our Wisconsin dairy farmers. When you look at that milk check and you see how much money has been contributed to the checkoff, really, if you stay engaged in the process, you will see all of the benefits you're getting from that investment. It's part of it's just staying engaged.
Well, absolutely. And we're out there. We are open. We are. You can ask any board member. They will be willing to talk to you. They will be willing to discuss it. And I just want to remind everyone, everything that you read on social media or even on the internet is not true. So it's better to talk to someone in person. I'm always willing to talk to people. They ask me questions. I give them an honest answer. If I don't like it, I'll tell them. But if it's a decision by the board, I mean, that's how it works. The majority rules, and that's how it works in this country as well. The majority rules. And so we know that in life. What works for you might not work for me, and what works for me might not work for you. But we accept it. We move on. We measure the success of the program. And then if it's very successful, we just keep on. And if it's not as successful as we hoped, we try to move on to something different.
Right, right. Keeping an open mind and keeping engaged in the process. That's what it's all about. Connie Seafeld doing just that. From her farm up in Coleman, Wisconsin, she is one of our Wisconsin representatives on the National Dairy Promotion and Research Board, as well as a voice on Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin Board. And remember, you can follow along with the exciting information that's coming out, the research that's being done, the Undeniably Dairy website, usdairy.com, or, of course, wisconsindairy.org. Connie Seafeld, our guest today, brought to you courtesy of our dairy farm families across the state and Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. I'm Pam Yonke.